Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, I understand we're going to be talking about Rosh Hashanah.
Yes, Rosh Hashanah falls on the Sabbath this year. It's interesting, out of the last 5 years, it's fallen four times on the Sabbath. A quirk that will not happen for many, many years in the future.
It's like seeing Mars.
Like seeing Mars, right? It's not 60,000 years, but it's not something that's often. And when Rosh Hashanah falls on the Sabbath, so then the first day of Rosh Hashanah, there is no shofar, because the Sabbath takes precedence. And the idea of Rosh Hashanah generally, the idea of judgment, the idea of a personal God that looks after each and every one of us is symbolized by the shofar, by the sound of the shofar. The rabbi said that the sound of the shofar is really the sound of the human heart longing for a better world, longing for security and hope. It's a cry. It's not a soothing sound. And in our world, crying is not so accepted anymore, right? People are macho. Mm-hmm. They're not willing to admit that somehow they're alone and afraid without really having solutions. We like to say, well, we know everything. But we don't. And we also know that there are things that are beyond us. And I'm not speaking only, God forbid, of illness, which is the ultimate barrier to our ability to cope, but in everyday life, in ordinary situations, we are always faced with difficulties and problems and unexpected situations that arise. And there's a voice within us that cries out. It cries out for comfort and guidance, for a sense of serenity, so to speak. Now, comfort, guidance, and serenity are words that are synonymous with the Sabbath, with Shabbos. Shabbat engenders within us those feelings through physical means and through spiritual means. And therefore, the Shabbat is the counterbalance to the cry of the shofar, because the cry of the shofar is the cry of our discontent, of our search, of our longing for something better. And the Shabbat can provide us with that something better. It can provide us with a moment's respite in the week. I know people who say that the worst day of the week is Saturday.
Why is that?
Because of the fact that all the kids are home, and they got to do carpool, and they got to take them to Little League, and they got to go shopping, and they got to do all the errands, and they got to mow the lawn. They look forward to Monday. But if that's if Saturday Shabbat is like Tuesday, so then that's just how it feels. But if it's Shabbat is special, if it's this oasis of silence and rest and serenity, of being able to be divorced from everything that goes on the rest of the week, so then that's the perfect counterbalance to the cry that is within us. And it gives us an opportunity to renew ourselves. Rosh Hashanah is also an opportunity to renew ourselves. And the rabbis therefore said, if Rosh Hashanah coincides with the Shabbat, so we will forego the shofar, because the serenity of Shabbat, so to speak, conquers the cry of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. In a broader sense, the search for goodness and for a sense of purpose in life really is very, very important. People are afraid to be alone with themselves. Come home, and the first thing they do is turn on the radio to tell there has to be noise in the house. People don't want to be alone with themselves, because when you're alone with yourself, all of a sudden, the search is on. The cry wells up within you. And I think that one of the joys of the Shabbat is that there is no radio and there is no television. There is no outside noise. There's only you and your family and your friends. There's only you at the end of it. And we're able to deal with ourselves. By dealing with ourselves, we're able to become better, happier, more profound people. And that's really what Rosh Hashanah wants us to do. That's the day of judgment. The day of judgment is on ourselves. How we are, how do we exist, what do we want, what are our goals, what are our hopes for the future. And therefore, this combination, the counterbalance of the shofar and Shabbat, really has a great message for us. I think one that we could take for not only this Shabbat and this Rosh Hashanah, but we could take for all of the weeks of the year and to enhance our holiness and serenity. I would like to wish to all of our listeners, as well as to you, Elliot, and Josh, and the entire staff here, a very happy and healthy and prosperous new year. And we should only hear good news on our radios.
Amen. Shana Tova lekulam. Shana Tova to everyone. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.